It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings 2016 in Louisville, Kentucky. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, it is my pleasure and honor to introduce to you the newest member of the Folds of Honor team. It's Jeremy Dirtsey. He goes by Huck. Huck, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, John, thanks for having me. Appreciate that. It's good to be here. Good to meet you. Appreciate the introduction from Major Ed Polito, who has more energy than you can contain in this entire convention center.
The people who have listened to the podcast over the years know when I interview Major Ed, I get extremely busy over here sliding the switches just to keep him from peaking, and then he gets low, and then he gets very excited. And yeah. Freedom isn't free, but it's true. Freedom isn't free. And there are families who are paying that debt forward, who have to deal with a situation where they've lost loved ones,
yep.
And there are life-changing injuries that they're going to have to deal with going forward, and Folds of Honor is there to support them.
That's right. Since 2007, we've been standing with the military family. We're all about God, country, and patriotism, and the military family. So we give scholarships to the spouses and kids of fallen and disabled military. I've met a lot of them. Of course, any amount of scholarship money these days means a lot,
yep.
with the cost of education. But more than anything, when they look me in the eyes, they tell me, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for remembering my loved one. And that's what it really means to us and
yep.
to them.
Yep. It's a different day and age than it has been in the past. And there are a lot of foundations and organizations and charities, if you will, but Folds of Honor is unique.
That's right. So Folds of Honor is all about the military family. We give the scholarships to the spouses as well as the kids, and it's kids at any age. So
right.
if, mom or dad doesn't come home, or they don't come home the same,
right.
and the little one can't adjust in a public school setting or has an educational issue, we'll stand with them from elementary school all the way up through medical school if that's their educational goals.
That's amazing. Well, we know Major Ed Polito. He's been on the podcast before.
Yep.
Captain Rooney founded this?
That's right. Now Major Rooney founded Folds of Honor,
yep.
PGA professional and F-16 fighter pilot.
Right.
Now with the Air Force Reserve, still flying.
Right. Now you've got some air time, some seat time in aircraft. I've learned. Also talk about that a little
bit. I do. So that's great that you brought up Major Dan,
because yep.
I was introduced to Folds of Honor and to Major Dan mm-hmm. on my very last flight in the Air Force. I spent 20 years as an Air Force fighter pilot flying mm-hmm. F-15s and F-22s. And no kidding, the week I was retiring on my very last flight, Major Dan and I flew on the same mission.
Amazing.
And we talked afterwards, and he told me about Folds of Honor and what he did when he was not flying in the Air Force Reserves. And 2 weeks later, I was interviewing for a job at Folds of Honor.
That's fantastic stuff. We met last night at the NRA Country Concert,
right.
put on by Colt, co-sponsored by Shooting USA.
That's right.
Don't mind saying that.
No.
But we've been in support of Folds of Honor for a number of years through a number of different companies, Colt, Bushnell, and
that's
so
right.
on. But there's bigger companies than that.
Yeah, that's right. So absolutely give credit where credit is due. So credit to Colt, mm-hmm. Double Tap Ammo, Shooting USA for mm-hmm. putting on a world-class event last night.
It was fun.
It's always great to see a crowd come out and get into patriotism and then learn a little bit about Folds of Honor.
Yep.
So we did that last night, and we do have a lot of great partners. Bushnell, you mentioned.
Yep.
Budweiser has always stood with us for a long time. Quick Trip, which is based in Tulsa, right where Folds of Honor is,
yep.
is a big partner of ours in a lot of ways, as well as in NASCAR, as most folks have probably seen.
Yep.
So there's a lot of great patriotism, but it's not just the big companies that do a lot. It's also the individual.
Yep.
The Americans across the country that want to stand with Folds of Honor because they believe in the mission, they believe in the military family, and we've just got a great base of donors. And listen, we don't want a check.
Right.
We want people that believe in the mission and stand with us because it's the right thing to do. And as you said in the very beginning, freedom is not free.
That's true. That's the key question. That's the next thing. How do people who are hearing this get involved? What can we do? What's the call to action?
Okay, so Colt has us here, and they're going to auction off a special pistol
mm-hmm.
In November on their website so folks can get involved in that simple way. You can go to our website at www.foldsofhonor.org and learn all about what we're doing and who our great partners are,
yep.
as well as get involved by donating online. We're involved with a lot of corporate partners, so go check out those corporate partners that are supporting us and stand with the military.
Well, family. We mentioned Budweiser. We know 4th of July, there's always a big push there.
That's right.
So just keep an eye out. It's hard to miss Folds of Honor.
Amen.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
John, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well done.
All right.
More to come from the NRA's annual meetings in Louisville.